This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 95 for Friday, October 7th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market bounced around both sides of unchanged Friday morning, although the bias has turned higher as traders adjust positions ahead of the Thanksgiving long weekend. Canadian markets will be closed Monday for the holiday, while U.S. markets will trade their usual hours. Canola up $2 to $4, November up $4 at $870.90 per ton. Chicago soybeans and soy oil were both weaker overnight, although beans are turning higher. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also firmer overnight. Solid export demand underpinned canola with weekly exports of just over 300,000 tons, the largest weekly total in 2 years. Farmer deliveries are also increasing, though, bringing commercial stocks up to 1.25 million tons from 1 million last week. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed with the bias turning higher, while corn and wheat are both up as well. Soybeans were trading to both sides of unchanged. Soy oil still down, but beans up a penny in the November contract at $13.59 per bushel. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report next week, Wednesday, and opinions are divided on whether or not yields will be revised higher or lower compared to earlier estimates. Stocks should see an upward tick, though, as the official carry-in numbers were upped last week. The advancing U.S. soybean harvest does remain a bearish influence, but the low Mississippi River levels are causing disruptions to barge traffic, and that's limiting movement. Corn also trading to both sides of unchanged today, but moving higher in sympathy with wheat. December up 4 cents at $6.80 per bushel. Average trade estimates ahead of next week's report call for a small cut to U.S. corn yields, but some market participants still anticipate a bigger crop. Carryout for corn should tighten in any case, given last Friday's downward revision to old crop ending stocks. Wheat futures, they are higher across the board, taking back yesterday's losses. Minneapolis up 12 cents in the December contract at $9.75 per bushel. Kansas City up 12 cents in December at $9.77 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 8 cents in December at $8.87 per bushel. Tighter U.S. and world stocks are expected in next week's USDA report. Wheat traders continue to follow news out of Ukraine closely, with production in the war-torn country likely to be down by at least 40%, according to the latest reports. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 7th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.